in Summit County. Three seats on the county council are on this year's ballot. Seat C is currently held by Kim Carson, who has said she is not running for re-election. The other two council members, Doug Clyde in seat B and Roger Armstrong in seat A, have said they are seeking another term. Also on the ballot are the offices of county assessor, now held by Stephanie Larson, county recorder, held by Rhonda Francis, and county treasurer, the incumbent there is Corey Forsling. All those county offices are for four-year terms. All of Summit County school boards have seats 1, 2, and 3 on the ballot this year. For the Part City District, the incumbents are Ann Peters for District 1, Board President Andrew Kaplan for District 2, and Wendy Crossland for District 3. In the South Summit District, the incumbents are Sonny Wolstenhume, Dan Eckert, and Jim Snyder. For North Summit, the seats are held by Susan F. Richens, Waylon Bond, and Heather Staley. In Wasatch County, four seats on the county council are on the ballot. Those positions are held by Steve Farrell in the at-large B seat, Kendall Crittenden, representing Heber South, Mark Nelson for the Midway seat, and Spencer Park for County South. Other county offices are the assessor, now held by Maureen Buff Griffiths, the recorder, which is now Peggy Sulzer, the surveyor, James Kaiserman, and treasurer, Carl McDonald. All those offices have four-year terms. The county clerk and auditor seat, now occupied by Cal Griffiths, is up for a two-year term. Griffiths was appointed by the county Republicans after the death of the previous office holder, Brent Titcom. For the Wasatch County School Board, the seats on the ballot are held by incumbents Blake Baird, Mark Davis, and Tom Hansen. Looking at state legislative seats on the Wasatch Batch, Senate District 19, now held by Alan Christensen, is on the ballot, as well as House District 53, now represented by Logan Wild, District 54, held by Tim Quinn, and District 28, Brian King. For Utah seats in Congress, Summit County is included in District Number 1, where incumbent Rob Bishop has said he will not seek re-election, and Wasatch County is in District 3, represented by John Curtis. The state offices on the ballot include the governor and lieutenant governor, attorney general, auditor, and treasurer. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.